be noted that no exit arrangements were originally discussed between the two governments to end the bilateral arrangements at the time of negotiation. The U.S. has also been clear in our discussion with them that per the agreement, returning them to the United States is not an option open to discussion or negotiation. This means that all obligations relating to the two subjects has now become the responsibility of Ghana. Mr. Speaker, in exploring options open to government, we have hit two hurdles. The first hurdle being that the agreement that was signed between the previous government and the United States stipulates that, and I quote, the government of Ghana is to take measures to facilitate the integration of Mr. Bin Atef and Mr. Al-Dubi into Ghanaian society, unquote. What this means is that while the United States' obligation ends after 2 years, Ghana's obligations continue even after that. In addition, and even more significant, Mr. Speaker, the Ministry of Interior has informed my ministry of records at the Refugee Board, which revealed that the government at the time granted the two detainees refugee status. This followed a request by the National Security to the then chairman of the Ghana Refugee Board. They were issued a decision letter dated 21st July 2016, recognizing their status as refugees.
Minister of Foreign Affairs Shelley Ayokobutri, the ranking member on the Committee of Foreign Affairs Samuel Okudjetua Blakwa, said government needs to furnish the House with more details on the refugee status of the two.
We also know that refugee status is also for a period. Refugee status is not permanent, it's not forever. That information has not been provided to this House. This House deserves to know how long the refugee status is. Has it expired? How many months more do we have? I believe that this is information that is vital. But Mr. Speaker, we all agree that in these matters, in our communication, we need to be very cautious because it is a sensitive matter. We do not want to jeopardize relations with the United States of America and other partners in the fight against terrorism. It's also important to let the two Yemenis know that as a country, we are not necessarily opposed to their stay here. It is important to stress that the Honorable Foreign Minister has told this House and this country that the two have been of good behavior and that there have been no issues with their stay here, which confirms the due diligence and the initial security background checks that was carried out by the previous government.
Samuel Okudjetua Blakwa is the ranking member on the Committee on Foreign Affairs of Parliament.